Chapter 9, Back in Rawson. To say that stories about Alex and Juanita were popular in Argentina would barely cover the enthusiasm occasioned by every new photo or TV clip of the two of them in London. They were goodwill ambassadors for the country. In Rawson, something was stirring. It was the heart of Glenn Flewellyn, the mayor's son. He'd seen Juanita when she and Alex were first in Rawson. He'd judged her to be a simple country girl, not particularly attractive, and poorly educated. Glenn's mother was Fleur, and her sister, Glenn's aunt, was Rosa. When he visited his aunt while she was instructing Juanita and Alex, he'd been amazed at how different Juanita was from when he'd first met her. Each new picture of Juanita in a magazine or on television, dressed in tasteful clothes with a simple but attractive hairstyle, made him long for her. He had her picture under his pillow. He walked about as if in a dream. If you talked to him, he didn't hear. Fleur was concerned and talked to her sister. Rosa said it was a grave matter for which there was no cure, and winked at her sister. Fleur now understood what was ailing her son. Certainly Juanita was poised and attractive, but she was no competition for the great beauties of the day. What she had that made her unique was that, as they say in the computer world, what you see is what you get. There was no pretense, no false face. Juanita was refreshingly real. That made her attractive to many men, not just to Glenn. In Buenos Aires, there was a plan underway for a motorcade from the international airport in Azizaz back into Buenos Aires, which is about a 20-mile ride. This was for the convenience of all the public officials who wanted to be photographed with Alex and Juanita and have some of their magic rub off onto them. There would be a grand dinner party and many speeches, and then our travelers would be allowed to take their charter flight back to Trelew and Rawson. On the flight back from London, Alex mused about whether it might be possible to just have the money and skip the fame. Many actors and performers only come alive when they are in front of an audience or being pursued by autograph seekers. Fame was wearing very thin for Alex. A quiet walk with Rufa looked better and better. He was beginning to notice the glow from Juanita that told him the girl had become a woman. He hoped she would find the right man and marry and have a family. While it would change his life, not having her near all the time, that was okay. She should be happy. If somewhere there was a Lady Peretquin, Alex would be delighted to meet her. When their plane taxied into the airport, there was a big crowd to greet them. Glenn was there with his parents and had a bouquet of roses to give to Juanita. But when the moment came, Glenn realized the shoe was on the other foot. His heart sank. She was the sophisticated lady who'd been to London, and he was the country boy from Rawson. He wanted to run and hide, but he smiled, took a deep gulp, and handed Juanita the roses. After the dinner that night, there were some folkloric singers and dancers, and the high point of the evening was Alita and Iago doing the tango. The most Argentinian of all dances. The tango is so dramatic and stylized that one is drawn into it. Juanita's eyes flashed as she watched Iago in his poses and embraces with Alita. At times she almost fainted. This did not go unnoticed by Glenn. Fleur told her husband about Glenn's obsession with Juanita. He, too, thought they would make a good match. But Glenn would have to work hard. Once they were back in Rawson, he sought out Senior Frederico. The old man had been a dance master and still took on a few private pupils. Could Glenn learn the tango? The old man stroked his beard and said, "I think you have given me a challenge." Boys are all over the place when it comes to how they walk and stand and move their bodies, so this was going to be a team effort. Aunt Rosa was pressed into service to make him less like a boy and more like a man. She made sure to slyly mention to Juanita that Glynn was learning the tango. "Oh," said Juanita, "I would so much like to learn, too." Barely disguising her glee, Rosa said, "Perhaps I can arrange for you to learn it together." Alex was happy. He noted Glynn's mooning eyes every time he caught sight of Juanita. What he thought, he kept to himself. One must not lead these affairs of the heart. They must blossom for themselves. To learn the form and function of dance is hard. To learn it as a team is even harder. One starts out clumsy and develops grace. The moves of the dancers are not complementary, and then they are. The next step is that each partner is thinking the other's thoughts and anticipating every move. The dance master then calls for a student recital, and parents and relatives come from near and far. Juanita and Glynn could in no way be compared to Alita and Iago, but they gave the tango the fire and the smoldering sensuousness it demanded. Having found each other in the dance, Juanita and Glynn now sounded out their friends about whether it could be a match. There's a very old custom to observe. Every friend and family member must now come up with a reason why it is a bad idea. She is unworthy of you. He is not your kind, and so it goes. If there is really love, all those bad opinions will be ignored, and they will do what they desire. Alex claimed he was a bird and didn't know of such things.